Hello, beautiful woman. Welcome to your fifth class, which is all about raising your worth and receiving more. Today, we're going to be talking about giving and receiving. We're going to be looking at this energy flow of the way your energy flows outwards through your patterns of giving, which is a beautiful, generous quality. As a big part of being a woman is that we want to give and contribute and help and share our energy. But at the same time, we need to balance this out with receiving. And as women, I think sometimes we're not often pausing enough to think about what are we receiving? Are we receiving what we desire and deserve? Do we even know what it is we want to receive? And how safe do we feel to receive? And we're going to be exploring today how this relates into your sense of self-worth, your feeling of being worthy and deserving of receiving. Do you feel that you are worthy and deserving of receiving what you want? And in order to receive more, how do you need to upgrade and up-level this feeling of worth, of being worthy of more, of being allowed to ask for more, of being allowed to receive what it is you truly want to receive? Receiving is such a feminine quality. The reason being is when you think about receiving, think about an energy flowing towards you that's coming either from a person, from the universe, from something you've set up in your life. There's an energy flow towards you. And receiving is about opening yourself up, and opening is again a very feminine quality, opening yourself up to receive, to let that energy flow to you. You and to let your energy field open to hold and receive what wants to come towards you. It can be anything. It could be love. It could be a compliment. It could be support. It could be money. It could be an opportunity from the universe. We are actually, without realizing, we're actually always receiving. There is always an energy flow of giving and receiving happening. And sometimes we actually don't realize how much we are receiving from life on a daily basis. So there's always a flow of giving and receiving happening. But what's interesting to look at is how comfortable do you feel receiving? Do you feel comfortable only receiving certain things? Do you only feel comfortable receiving things that you feel you've earned, that you've worked for, that you've given enough that you can now warrant receiving in return? This is all something interesting that we're going to be exploring. And I think as women, expanding our capacity to receive is so important. We are meant to be abundant. We are meant to be receiving everything we truly desire. And we are allowed to ask for what we want, whether it's from life or whether it's from people in our lives or whether it's from our work, whatever it is. But understand, and this is even something to think about, is life is always giving to you and you are always receiving from life. You are receiving the sunshine. You are receiving this entire universe that's around you. You're receiving Mother Nature. Mother Earth is always giving to you. And we're always receiving her. We're always receiving the energies of different people in our lives. We're always receiving money. I mean, we actually wouldn't be able to live if we weren't receiving money in some shape or form, whether it's through the work that you do, whether it's through the support of your partner, whether it's through whatever means money comes to you. You're always receiving money as well. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to live in this reality. So this is even something to think about, is we are always receiving, but what I want to help you get clearer on today is what you want to receive more of and what might be blocking you receiving what it is you truly want to receive, or actually being able to appreciate what you are receiving. So one of the first things I open up with you here is actually exploring how you feel about the energies of giving and receiving, and which one feels more comfortable to you and why. I'm definitely someone that historically has felt much more comfortable giving. And it's interesting to think about, what do you get out of giving? Now, that's an interesting sentence, but everything we do meets some need for us in some way and gives us something that we are wanting to feel or experience. And otherwise, we wouldn't run a certain pattern of behavior. We wouldn't do something unless it actually served a purpose for us on some level. Now, look, the way that I give is purely from my generous heart. I give a lot and I love to give, and it genuinely makes me happy. And I'm sure that as a big-hearted, generous woman, you're the same. But sometimes as well, we give, there are things that we get back from our giving that validate us in some way. And actually, some of us have built our sense of self-worth and value and our identity on giving. Is it that we get back someone's appreciation? Is it that we get to connect? Is it that we feel like we've contributed and we're of value? Is it that we feel like we'll get back someone's love through giving? It takes a little bit of unpacking. But what is it that you get from giving? And is giving your most dominant, comfortable energy to be in? As I've had to start to step back and allow myself to focus more on receiving, and I wonder if you would notice this, I've noticed the discomfort that comes up around it. And I've noticed that I feel like I can only receive if I've given first. I often have this feeling of like things need to be in balance. And I notice that if I'm receiving a lot, I'll suddenly feel like, oh, well, I need to do more now to earn that what I've just received. I often notice it actually in partnership with men. If they're being very generous with me, I then start thinking, oh, well, I better start thinking of things I can do to give back and rebalance out this energy. I always feel like things either need to be equal or I need to be giving more. And for me, what I'm trying to work on is, why can't I be receiving more? And why do I have to then do in return to feel worthy of receiving that? Whether it's someone's love, whether it's a gift, whether it's their sexual energy, whether it's their time, whether it's, you know, him coming over to cook dinner for me. Why do I feel like then next time I have to cook dinner for him in return to rebalance it? Why can't I just receive that? It's an interesting one for me with money. I feel like the more money I receive from my work, the more work I have to do to prove that I'm worthy and deserving of that money that's just come in. It's really something that I've been exploring. So you might learn a lot about yourself as you begin to unpack this. But is there an area where you feel like you're giving more than you're receiving? And this is definitely in my work. This is definitely a place where I explore this, where I've explored this around. I feel more comfortable giving in my work than I do receiving. And I tend to give more than I allow myself to receive. And so it's important to look at, what are you wanting to receive in this area that you're not receiving? Let's get really honest around what you want to be receiving. I want you to claim that. For me, it's greater financial abundance. I get paid really well for what I do, but I'm like, why do I limit it. I put a limitation on the amount that I feel I'm worthy of receiving for what I've contributed. And something I'm exploring is, why can't I receive more? Why couldn't I receive double what I'm receiving for what I'm doing? Why do I feel like it has to be so, like, I really have to make sure that if I'm going to be giving, that if I'm going to be receiving, that those people are really, really, really getting their value for me to feel like I'm worthy and deserving of receiving that money? And that's just me wanting to deliver a good service, but also there's something around self-worth there. So something I've been really exploring is working on my mindset around the amount that I believe I deserve to receive for my work financially, feeling safe receiving more money, feeling worthy of receiving more money, and upping my prices. There's some steps that I'm looking to take to balance things like this out. But I feel like as I'm tuning into the energy of you women in our course, I feel like the receiving for you is more about receiving love and support, receiving from the key people in your life and the circumstances of your life, what it is that you truly want to be receiving. So let's do something around this, because this is an interesting exercise. I'm jumping around a little bit from the workbook, but you'll work through the workbook in your own way. The way that we get comfortable receiving more is we have to make the energy of what we want to receive familiar to our nervous systems and our bodies, because we will reject anything that doesn't feel safe and familiar. I remember hearing this really interesting interview a couple of years ago, and it has stuck with me so deeply around why self-love is so important if you want to be receiving more love. And this guy was saying that our nervous systems will reject love if feeling loved is not familiar to us. So if we've grown up typically feeling unloved, feeling not good enough, if we've had a lot of life experiences where we didn't get the love that we wanted, we felt starved of love, we've had people in our lives who haven't loved us the way that we want. And so the feeling of being unloved or the feeling of only receiving small amounts of love is what is familiar to our nervous systems, to our bodies, and to our identity. And then say someone comes along who wants to really, really love you. You won't be able to receive it. It will feel too unfamiliar to you and to your identity to receive such full, big, unconditional love. So you will naturally keep manifesting situations where you only get the crumbs, or manifesting those situations where you only get to feel that little bit of love, or where you feel unloved, because it's familiar to you. And so this person was saying that the only way to receive more love is to be loving ourselves so deeply that we get used to what it feels like to be loved. That feeling loved, feeling cherished, honored, ravished, adored becomes so familiar because we're doing it to ourselves so consistently and constantly that it's what we start to feel worthy and deserving of receiving externally. So imagine, if you are loving yourself so wholly, so fully, so deeply, what you feel, what feels familiar to you around love is wholehearted, unconditional, ravishing love. That's what you start to become used to because that's what you're giving to yourself. So that's the standard. That's what you feel familiar and comfortable with. That's your identity, right? So if someone tried to come along in your life and give you a scrap of love, give you some bullshit, shitty love of like, oh, I'm just going to give you a tiny piece of my heart. I'm just going to give you this little bit of attention once a month, whatever it is. You'd be like, no way, mate. No way. Not enough. Not good enough. I'm not going to accept it because this is what I deserve. This is the level of love I'm used to receiving. This is my standard. I hope that's making sense. So the reason we're not receiving what we want is because our nervous systems are trained to only receive a tiny amount based on what perhaps we're used to giving to ourselves within ourselves and what we've been receiving throughout our lives. The only way to start receiving more externally is to get your body and your nervous system to a place where it feels familiar and you feel completely worthy of receiving more. It's got to feel comfortable. Same with money. So this is where we do the energy work. And I'm going to take you through something now because the energy work is just so important. And I remember doing this when I was trying to call in a relationship. So I would bring in the energy and the feeling of this man. I would bring him in a meditation and sit him in front of me. And I would imagine this man with this big wholehearted heart, this loving energy, this devotion to me, this love of me, this ravishing of me, just wanting to give himself to me, right? And I would sit his energy in front of me and I would sit there in my own body and imagine what it would be like to receive his presence and energy. And very often my whole nervous system would completely shut down because it would feel too big and too much. I'm like, I couldn't be loved like that. I couldn't have someone want to be that devoted and committed to me. And my nervous system would reject it. And that to me was a very clear sign that I wasn't in alignment and I wasn't ready to receive it. So I would continue working with it. And I've been working with this for a really long time, sitting with his energy and just imagining his eyes on me, his heart on me, his body just wanting to give to me and just letting myself feel and receive this devoted, loving presence of the masculine and just letting it wash over me. The more that I would do that, the more familiar it would become. And the more that I would feel like, yes, that's what I'm worthy and deserving of receiving. And then I would imagine what that love would feel like, and I would work to give that level of love, that type of love and devotion to myself, so that feeling love to that level was so familiar. What's so interesting for me in this relationship that I'm in at the moment, and it's really becoming illuminated to me as I'm running this class, I've been really trying to sabotage this thing with him, because I keep trying to convince myself that he's not genuine, that he's cheating on me, that he's lying to me, that he can't really care about me this much, right? He must really not care, because my nervous system is still pretty used to guys not really caring, guys coming and going, guys not being devoted, guys not fully loving me. And so I've got this beautiful, loving, consistent masculine presence in my life at the moment, and part of my nervous system keeps wanting to reject him, because I'm still working on feeling like, oh, no, this is real and it is safe for me to receive this, and I can open up and receive this, and I am worthy of this, and it is possible for this level of love to be in my life. It's an interesting thing with money as well, and I want you to do the same with money. Think about the amount of money you want to receive. Now, if your body can't hold it when you close your eyes and you feel it, you won't be able to hold it in your hands. You won't. You will find ways to sabotage it and reject it because it doesn't feel safe to you. Receiving is all about feeling safe with the energy of what you want to call in and hold and receive. So say I want to double my income, right? I would imagine the energy of that money. Like, just imagine it as a ball of vibrating energy, because everything that is tangible, everything you see with your eyes, is in its essence just energy. That's all it is. We know this from a quantum physics perspective. Everything is energy. So whatever money you want to receive is in its essence just energy. It's an energetic vibration that you just have to come into alignment with for it to materialize as a tangible reality. Same with a man, same with the love from your partner, same with a job opportunity, whatever it is you want. You don't have to do anything to get it. You just have to come into vibrational alignment with it. We'll talk more about this in our next class as well around energy work, but I'm getting full body goosebumps through this whole thing that I'm sharing with you. I really hope you can feel the power of this. Feel the energetic vibration of the amount of money you want to receive. I've got my hands like this. Imagine it just as an energy sitting in front of you, and close your eyes and breathe it in. What happens in your own body when you feel the energy of what you want to receive? Let's play with money right now. I mean, what I often notice is, oh, whoa, I have to upgrade my energy field to be able to hold that. Because the woman who lives with that level of money, she's radiating a different energy. She's very abundant. She is graceful and elegant. And I think I've touched on this with you before, very queeny in her energy. Oh, whoa, she moves differently. She feels differently. She acts differently. And the woman right here, right now, doesn't quite feel like she could hold and receive that level of money. And so all I would do, my abundance practice, is I just keep sitting with that and breathing it in and imagining that life and getting that to feeling really familiar to me. So it would be safe for me to receive that. That's all you need to do. But I think what we need to do as women is actually get clear on what you want to receive. And I ask you this in the workbook, to work through, what do you want to be receiving more of? Let's stop pinching ourselves off. You know, being this goddess, queen, embodied, empowered, radiant woman is about realizing we are deserving of, like, the universe is so abundant in what it can bring us. It can bring us so much love, so much support, so much money, so much opportunity, so much joy. Why would we pinch ourselves off and say, oh no, I only want this tiny little scrap, thanks? Why would we do that? Being a woman is about really claiming what we want to receive. And I want you to own it. Really, if you could receive anything, if you could have it be as big, as abundant, as beautiful as you want, what would you ask for? If the universe was sitting here being like, your wish is my command, what do you want? Tell me. So often we sit here as a woman being like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I would ask for. I mean, if I could have anything, what would I ask for? So I want to challenge you in this class to really think about the bigness of what you could potentially ask for if you could ask for anything. And actually, what comes up around that? Is that greedy? Is that selfish? Is that indulgent? Is that excessive? And I also ask you to think about, because this might come up for you around what you feel you have to do to be worthy of receiving that. And like I said, this is a really interesting one for me. That I'm unpacking is, why do I always feel like I have to do so much to earn the amount of whatever it is that I want to receive? And it's uncomfortable to me. It's like I have to prove to that person or prove to the universe that I can have it. Because I'm just imagining, like, if I was just receiving everything that I wanted and not really doing much to receive it, that feels really uncomfortable to me. And it would make me feel like, it was too easy. Or it would make me feel like, it's like, I'm just unpacking it as I'm talking to you. Like, for that, say I'm thinking about a person, for that person to want to spend time with me, I have to give so much to them to prove that I'm valuable. Like, I have to give so much to make them feel happy and content with me too. Otherwise, why would they give to me? I'm unpacking it as I'm talking to you. It's a really interesting thing to explore, because I'm sure you're probably similar to me in your patterns of giving and receiving. It makes me think that I'm like, well, people would only stay in my life or people would only work with me if I could really prove to them just how valuable I am, just how, you know, great I am, or generous I am, or it's so interesting. I realize I've been doing this in my relationship with this guy, really just constantly trying to prove to him how amazing I am so that he'll stay. See, like, I can cook you dinner, and I'm sexually generous, and I'm fun, and I'm attractive, and I'm, look at what I am, as a way to prove that he should be with me. Versus, is it okay for me to just to be me and receive so much from him? This is where we go, whoa, okay. So I just want you to unpack this a little bit in yourself. And this is about the full claiming of what you want. It's actually really, really big, this particular work. So let's just talk about blocks, the blocks you might have in two key areas, because receiving love and abundance. Now, when I talk about love, love comes in any shape and form that you might want it to come in. Support, attention, affection, the presence of someone, connection, belonging, approval. We're not just talking about someone being in love with you. Love can come in many shapes or forms. And I want you to think about, do you feel safe fully receiving love? Do you feel safe asking for what you want to receive in love, in whatever form of love that is? Do you feel safe fully claiming what it is you want to receive in the area of love? Do you feel like you're letting yourself receive to the level that you truly want to? And what in you might be blocking the level of receiving that you want? Is it that you're not asking for enough? Is it that people only give you a small amount and you act like that's okay and that's enough for you? Is it that you feel unworthy? Is it that it feels unfamiliar? Is it that you would feel you'd have to do a lot more to be worthy of getting that love in return? Where and why might you be blocking yourself receiving the love that you truly want to receive? You deserve so much love. Feel how that love can fill you up, whether it's love from yourself or from the world and from others. It is so nourishing for our nervous systems to let ourselves receive love. Why might you be blocking that? If you could open up to receive more of the love that you are deeply craving, oh my God, I want to cry. How would that feel? Oh, if you could drop these walls that make you think you can only receive this much, if you could have the courage to ask for the level of love you do, if you could let that love wash over you, how would that feel? And this is how we call it in My Loves, is we create an energy shift in our body when we sit and we just let ourselves feel it. And we let it feel familiar to us and we let ourselves just experience it in our own bodies first. And then when it comes through the external, then we feel like, yeah, I can receive that because I'm used to that now. And how can you give that level of love to yourself? You know, I don't know if I've talked much to you about mirror work, but I find mirror work such a beautiful way to give and receive to yourself, to sit in front of a mirror, look into your own eyes and experience giving and receiving. Give love to yourself through your eyes, receive love back through your own eyes. Give yourself a body massage as you do it. Give love and affection to yourself, receive that love and affection from yourself. Give presence to yourself, sit and be present. Hold your gaze in the mirror. Give your presence, your energy, your full devotion, your full heart to yourself, and then receive that from yourself. Even self-pleasure, you know, through sexual exploration is such a beautiful thing to do with yourself. Give pleasure to your own body. Receive it from yourself through your own body. Cooking a meal for yourself, give that generosity of your heart of making a beautiful meal to yourself, receive it from yourself. Actually practice giving and receiving within your own self. Have a bath and just give that beautiful, loving, indulgent self-care to yourself and then feel it from yourself. See it as a cycle of giving and receiving. As you do it, don't just be like, oh, cool, self-care. Actually, really become aware of what it feels like to give to yourself, receive from yourself. Give to yourself, receive from yourself. And see receiving as this opening. Feel your whole energy field open. I can receive that from me, and I can let myself savor the feeling of receiving. This is actually something I've been practicing sexually, and I know I'm talking about sexual stuff a lot now, but just bear with me because it's a really beautiful avenue to explore this, is that I've been working with my partner around some tantra stuff, and there are some periods of time in our sexual experience where it's just about me for a very long period of time. And I notice myself wanting to break it up and do something to give back in return because I'm like, oh, I need it to be equal and balanced, versus he's like, no, you just lie down and just receive. Just let me give to you. And when you hit the discomfort of receiving whatever it is, you just stay present and you breathe with it. And I just keep saying to myself, Connie, open, let go, receive. Just allow yourself to be in it. That's just one area where I've been exploring it. We can explore it in a lot of different areas. Now let's talk about it with money. Same thing. Why might you be blocking yourself receiving the amount of money you want to receive? Why might you be blocking that? And maybe it's not even the amount of money. Maybe it's the way in which you want to receive money. Maybe you know you can receive money through the hard slog. Do you believe you can receive money through doing what brings you joy? Do you feel worthy and deserving of receiving money through offering your genuine creative gifts to the world, through doing what you love every day, through being happy? What is your model you've set up around what makes you feel safe to receive money? Do you feel you can only receive money perhaps through the support of your partner? I grew up watching my mum be dependent on my father financially, and he was the provider and he gave to her, and that was her model. If she didn't know really how to build that financial abundance for herself, she received it through my father. which is fine. But it's interesting the models we have set up around what makes us feel safe to receive money. If you could call in and receive greater abundance. Now, abundance can come in any shape or form as well. It could just be, you know, just really think about what does abundance mean to you and how do you want to be receiving more abundance. But just imagine it flowing into your energy field in your life. How would it feel to be so abundant and have that abundance feel like ease, where you could just relax and let go and feel like you were supported and safe and taken care of? I know for me, it's like that's unfamiliar to my nervous system, to feel so safe and secure that I don't have to stress about money. So just this energy work really helps you unpack things. So I think there's a couple of things with receiving. And, you know, when we're talking about self-worth, let me just talk about that as well. Because self-worth can be a heady thing. You know, how do I increase my self-worth? I think the way that we increase it is what I was saying around, we get used to giving so much to ourselves that it raises our worthiness of what we feel we deserve. Just the standard within us raises now. You know, that it's interesting actually, now that I've been in this dynamic with this new man, I've had two people from my past contact me who last year were giving me a lot less than what I'm receiving now. And the version of me last year was willing to receive the scraps from a man because she thought that that was enough. The standard of what I now deserve to receive is up here, partially because of this new person that I've been with and the work I've been doing to give to myself. And it's now like when these guys come in trying to give me a scrap of attention, like I'm not even interested. Or it's now like, because I've done a lot of work on valuing my gifts in my work, when someone wants me to go and do something for free, I'm like, not even interested. It's so far out of my radar of what I believe I deserve. So the more that we can just hold the energy and radiate the energy of what we feel we deserve, make that feel familiar to us, give and receive that from ourselves, and then raise the standard of what we will allow ourselves to receive from others, ask for more, hold a higher expectation around what we believe we deserve, and have the courage to ask for that. That's where our worth increases. And it's actually just a decision sometimes. When we tap into the energy of, oh, a woman who's receiving that level of love and abundance should look like that. Okay, that's the new standard now. I'm not receiving any less than that. It's a decision. And it's looking at the places where you're not receiving in the way you want and really getting the impact that's having on you and being like, you know what? There is no effing way I'm doing this to myself anymore. Like, you need to have that moment of like, and I'm having it in my work. I'm like, there is no way that I'm going to continue pushing myself so hard and then having to still feel like I don't have the amount of money I desire to live the lifestyle I want to live. I'm not saying I'm not receiving beautiful abundance for my work, but there's definitely an imbalance to the extent that I give and the amount that I let myself receive. And you have to get to a point where you say no more, where you just decide that you are worthy and deserving of so much more than that. This is where the fierce femme comes out, right? And we make that decision, we set a new standard, and we say, okay, this is the level I'm going to receive at now. So I want you to think about three things you want to receive more of. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, actually. I mean, one of mine is financial. Another one of mine is, and I'm working on this and it's not easy, but having the courage to ask for more from my man. Rather than just receiving what he can give me, having the courage to ask for more from him. And there's two areas at the moment where I'm wanting more. I'm actually wanting more time with him. I want us to be spending more time together. And I'm wanting more from him in terms of, I want to know more about how he feels about me. He's beautifully expressive, but sometimes with his words, he's not always good at telling me how he's feeling about me emotionally. And I need to hear more of that from him. And I'm scared to ask for these things because my fear is I'm going to ask for too much and then he's going to say she's too demanding I'm out. I think that's really what it's about for me. Do you ever feel that? Like, I don't want to ask for too much. I don't want to be too demanding. I don't want to be too difficult. I'll just accept whatever's coming my way. Same with me with my work. I don't want to ask for too much for my programs because people will be like, oh, I can't afford that. I don't want to work with her. There is that fear. I'm like, if I ask for more, it's going to come off as demanding. People aren't going to like it. They're going to think I'm up myself or, yeah, asking for too much or too difficult, and they're going to take their love away from me or take their money away from me. The thing that I want, I'm not going to get if I ask for more. So I'm sort of exploring that at the moment and really working through having the courage to just ask for what I want, and however he responds is how he responds. But I know I need to honor my truth in really asking for what's important for me, because how do you ever get what you truly want unless you're willing to ask for it? I just froze there. How do you ever get what you truly want unless you're really willing to ask for it? You won't. And the third thing I think I'm wanting to receive more of at the moment is opportunity. I've been cutting off from opportunity, not believing that life could bring me some really big, beautiful opportunities because I felt like I wasn't ready for them. And now at the moment I'm like, okay, life, bring me some opportunity. Bring it. Whatever these opportunities are that will expand me, bring them. Bring them into my life. So when you start to really feel into what it is you want to receive more from, and it could just be, I want to receive more support from my partner. I want to receive more support at work. I want to receive more money. I want to receive an opportunity. I want to receive the presence of a person. Do this energy exercise that I was taking you through, where you imagine bringing it in and really feel into, are you in energetic alignment with it at the moment? If it did come in tomorrow, could you receive it? Or would your energy system push it away? Would you sabotage it because it doesn't feel familiar and safe to you? Whatever it is you're wanting to call in, start in your own personal work, doing the energy work around it, imagining yourself receiving it, feeling really safe in it, then ask for it. Yeah. I'm about to go into a launch for Divine Femme, and my whole process with that is just imagining the amount of money and the amount of people I want to call in, and I just sit with that in my energy field and I hold it. So it feels safe and familiar to me, and I know that I can receive it because my nervous system says, yes, I can hold that. That's my manifestation process. So, loves. The other thing is, my final point is, you know, we talked about the balance of giving and receiving at the start. If you are someone who overgives, practice pulling back a little bit on your giving. Just notice that. Just notice what it would be like to hold your energy in a little bit more. Again, I've been doing this in my relationship dynamic because what I noticed was he would come over and I would try to give all my energy to him. I'd be affectionate and playful and really give my energy to him as a way to try to get energy back from him. Something I've been doing more now, and this is what really puts us into our feminine, is you sit back and you hold your energy in yourself. We'll talk about magnetism next class, but I've been so much more magnetic to him when I sit in my feminine and I hold it and I just sit back a little bit. I lean back. When you lean back, you pull energy towards you. It's magnetic. Notice the difference between when I'm like, hi, putting my energy out all over everyone. Yeah. Versus when I sit back and I hold that energy and I'm just like, boom. And I'm just like holding it. You pull things towards you. And I've been noticing with him, his energy comes much more towards me when I'm just feeling really like in my own energy, feeling sexy, feeling beautiful, feeling radiant. And I just sit there in my energy and just be in it with him. And he's like, comes to me versus when I'm like, look how cute I am. Look how beautiful I am. Oh, and like touching him and being really over the top. And he's like, oh, okay. So actually, any place where you tend to give, see if you can practice sitting back a little bit and just hold your own energy and just give a little less. If you're the person who always, you know, initiates contact in a friendship, just pull back. Not in a cold way, but just where you're just pulling your energy back into your own field and sitting back and see if it pulls towards you what it is that you want rather than you going after what you want. Something to play around with as well. Mm-hmm. All right, loves, that's all for today. enjoy that class, another big one. I look forward to hearing your thoughts around this when we get into our group coaching call. And I will talk to you next time in our final class in this beautiful group coaching series. Lots of love. Bye.